Just as diarists recorded the mundane details of life in the 18th century, bloggers do the same today. Bloggers, known as webloggers, maintain online journals called blogs that anyone can read, and people do read them. The website blogger.com boasts more than 1 million bloggers. A new technology has blogs wired for sound. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the audio blogs that can make anyone's life a serial drama.
Some people can't let an important event go by without emailing their friends about it. Others want to pick up the phone and literally make their voices heard. Members of the second group, listen up.
And then I remembered the bottomless wine glass last night. Every time I took a sip, the busboy came and filled it up. And then I recalled the platform shoes. And I said, oh.
This comes from an audio blog. It's an online journal that can be updated over the phone. Text blogs have been on the internet since the mid-90s, but audio is just entering the mainstream. Dave Elving runs a site called Greasy Skillet, which uses both text and audio. He prefers to call his site an online journal, saying the term blog
sounds like some sort of unfortunate medical condition.
Elving says audio blogging appeals to a universal desire to make one's voice heard.
There's only so many people who can write in major newspapers. There's only so many people who can be on the radio. But with very little or no money, anybody can be on the internet.
Which is not always a good thing. Type in blog on your internet search engine, and you may find journals about cats or...
I am in love with Luke Wilson. I am absolutely phenomenally captivated by him.
But there are also websites with solid information and interesting perspectives, pundits covering the political spectrum, and discussions of every hobby imaginable. Elving says it's worth sifting through the frivolous sites to find the jewels.
It's not any different than going through the radio dial, going through your 200 cable or satellite channels, or going to the bookstore and picking one out of millions of books and magazines that are out there.
And whereas books and magazines have a publisher's seal of approval, anyone can write a blog, so you can find viewpoints outside of the mainstream. Laura Moorhead, senior editor of Wired Magazine, says finding a good one is just the beginning.
Typically when you go to a blog and you're like, oh, gee, I really like this one, chances are somewhere on that page are going to be related bloggers that are being recommended. And from there you can kind of branch out and investigate some others.
Which is one of the drawbacks of audio blogs. With text blogs, readers can click on a link and land on another site. Not so with audio. Moorhead believes that once the novelty of audio blogging subsides, it'll become just another tool in a blogger's repertoire.
Some days it might make sense to do a text-based blog. Another day it might make more sense to say, all right, we're at this event and we're doing an audio blog because I can actually ask some questions to the person sitting next to me.
Since audio blogs are relatively new, they don't yet cover the range of their written counterparts. But some people are already using audio in creative ways. This comes from a website that provides one-minute vacations. People send in sound excerpts from anywhere in the world, like this, a Dixieland band playing at 2 a.m. at a former brothel in Paris. It's not an audio blog in the strictest sense of the term, but it gives a sense of the potential for audio on weblogs. And audio isn't the only expansion of the blogging world. Video and photo blogs are popping up too. The internet search engine Google purchased one of the biggest blogging websites, blogger.com. That gives the movement new legitimacy and a great deal more exposure. To explore audio, photo, video, and text blogs, visit our website, npr.org. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.